Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Lulu.
Yes.
Look, I know it's been a big few weeks. Yeah. Feels like a long time, a lot longer than that. I have to preface this by saying that I am in no way a hater. Okay? Mm. Not a hater. But I'm thankful as fuck that Taylor Swift is leaving Australia.
Oh, yeah. It's been a big few weeks for the Swifties.
Mate, I just think that I'll be very happy once I can go onto a news site and every fucking second story not being about, like, a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Or Taylor Swift. God love the lot of you. Nothing against it. Love that you love Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
Happy with it. Sick to fucking death of her.
But, you know, the thing for me is I was at a hens in the weekend and I was going, good on, I think she's a phenomenal performer or whatever. And I was like, sweet. I just don't understand the, like, cult Swiftie vibe. But then I was like, but I'm a believer.
You are.
So
I do
the exact same, but for Justin. So I don't really have a leg to stand on.
No, you don't. You don't. Like a victim of a cannonball in the American Revolutionary War, you don't have a leg to stand on.
Is that a necessary analogy?
No, it wasn't. But if I did offend any Taylor Swift fans or Taylor Swift herself, all I could ask you to do is to shake it off.
Yeah. I was trying to think of one. Well, yeah, you know, the weather today, it's just been a cruel summer.
Is that one of her songs? Yeah.
Yep, perfect.
I'm trying to think of other Taylor Swift songs.
No, we've got to talk about the Tesla. Farting Tesla.
Yeah, so run me through this again.
So I caught an Uber with TDD over the weekend, and our Uber driver's Tesla farted.
But didn't you say, you said something along the lines of it dropping oil? I'm like, Teslas don't have engines.
No, I made that up in my head. Apparently, okay. It's just a, what would you call it? What's the word? What's the bugger?
It's a feature?
Feature, that's it.
Oh, it's a feature.
But I think they got recalled because you could. So he would just click this button and the Tesla would go.
Really?
He just fart for us. But he made it out like it was like letting out like gas, which was good for the engine. But I think it's just a gag.
They don't have engines. Teslas don't have engines.
Yeah, but that's what
they run off.
That's
batteries.
What the Uber driver was making it out to be. That like he was. It was, you know, like when your puku's full of gas, you got to let it out. So he was making it out like the Tesla had to let go and get his fart out.
My puku. Which one of us is known as Stinky Lou?
I'm not a farter. You've created a phenomenon from nothing.
See on that TV. What is that? What's that thing on the TV right now?
Crops.
Yeah. Now, out of you or my, you or I, which one of us is likely to dust that bad boy?
Well, I'd say it would be on par. I would say it would be on par.
So it must be a feature, and then he's created a little story around the feature. So like, no, it actually releases gas from the batteries.
Yeah, so then we just sat outside and giggled for a while, listening to the farts.
You can hear it from outside.
He was playing them inside, and then, yeah, he opened the door and it was still farting.
Not an external feature, though, presumably just on the speakers on the inside.
Well, I could hear it while I was standing outside.
I think with some Teslas you can it's a feature, you can download sounds for the horn. You can also download engine sounds on the inside, and some of them have speakers on the outside so you can actually
hear. Really?
Yeah. Am I correct in saying that they recalled that it was a dangerous feature, it was a safety
Well, look, if it's something you can download, they probably don't have to recall a vehicle. You could probably just remove that from the list of options, buddy.
Well, but not the people from Tesla couldn't do that to every single car.
Yeah, they could. That's why they can update their vehicles.
From home?
Yeah.
You could update Alfonso from his garage.
Do you go into the Telstra shop every time you need to update your phone, buddy?
But you don't plug in Alfonso, or you plug in a Tesla.
You plug both of them in, but I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Well, how would you update Alfonso? From?
Wirelessly. They can update systems and shit. That's why you can update your fucking PlayStation. Yeah, fucking updates. Everything's updates.
Not a car. You got to plug it in.
What do we call it? Like, Dior used to Dior it. What do we do it when Willy needs? But this is
Willy Wikipedia.
We need a Willy Wikipedia.
Now, you've seen some Teslas, like, before people get in there, there's sometimes an update and you can't drive the car until it's updated. So there's new safety features, there's new...
This is why I'm fucking going back, bro. I'm going back to good old-fashioned
fucking... I told you from the get-go you should have brought Gianni. You bet you're regretting that now.
No, not at all.
Why not?
Why would I want Gianni?
Because he's just a good basic old car. All he had was Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's what I want, but, like, less... Like...
Less junk in the trunk. Because he had a fat ass.
He didn't have a fat ass.
Yes, you know Gianni had a fat ass.
You like to think he did.
Look, these are the programs you have to download for your car.
There you go. So you got to update the cunt.
Well, I've never updated Alfonso. I don't think Alfonso
would require updates.
No, yours wouldn't require. I think if you needed it, you'd probably have to take the mechanic. But because the Teslas are all wirelessly operated.
I vividly remember something going wrong with Gianni and I had to take him to the Ford shop and they had to plug him in and check everything out.
Yeah, they put a computer in to check the computing system. But what I'm saying, that's normal, that's regular shit. What I'm saying is a fucking Tesla, they'll be like, update 2.312 is coming on fucking Thursday, and then your fucking car will let it update.
So a Tesla's pretty much an iPhone. That's what you're saying.
It's one of these ones, is it?
That's what you're saying. Sorry, but that's what you're saying, Jack.
I can feel, I felt it from the car ride. It was one of these ones.
You're a patient kid.
I felt it. I knew it. Right. So Teslas can fart.
Yep.
Taylor Swift has left the country.
Yep. I had plenty of other things for you.
No, I've got, look, I wanted to do, you know how notoriously bad I am with my phone.
Yeah.
Really bad at responding to texts and WhatsApps and fucking, I've taken steps to try and rectify that.
Yep.
I think I might have found, you had to have a chat to me the other day, you're like, you've been a little bit fucking...
I can't send 10 texts in a row and get no
You're like, buddy, if it's about work, you probably want to respond to me. Lou had to tear strips off me the other day. Give me a little kick up the arse. She was like, listen, can't...
A little pep talk from LDD.
Yeah, if you don't want to respond to people just asking you if the weather's good, that's fine. If I'm asking you about something we got coming up, probably good you respond to me.
I need a TB.
I said, you're dead right, Lou. You are dead right. But knowing me and my brain, I'll skip and falter again at some point.
I'll just know to...
But I'm trying to be good.
Yeah. No, I noticed a few texts back.
I was walking through JB Hi-Fi the other day.
No. It's the first one you said. Not the second one. It's the first.
Right, scrolling through. I love JB Hi-Fi. I love roaming through there. Mm. Just looking at shit. Saw something that... Let's just say it tickled my fancy. And I thought, well, if I had this, I'm instantly contactable and I'd find it fun if you need me. So, what I've done.
Jati's going to get a little present. Is one for me and one for you? Oh, walkie-talkies.
They've got a 10-kilometer range.
Get fucked. That's from my house to yours.
Correct. So, I was just thinking.
We're getting walkie-talkies.
I was just thinking to how pissed it would be if I'm not on the text or whatever, and they just hear,
oi.
Oi, cunt. Answer my fucking text or get on. And I'll be like, yeah, Rogie. Yep, okay, I'll go back to that email now. Over.
This is amazing. This feels like the Step Brothers scene.
Good.
Holy shit.
Now I'm easily contactable.
So you'll be in the man cave and I'll be like, oi, fuckhead, check your phone.
Correct.
You do have to come up with call names.
Yeah, oh my God. Yes, we do. Call signs.
Paging, fuckhead, want to go to the Rojo.
Yours is going to be...
Wow, that technology.
Osama Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden is great. Yeah. 8-year-old lure for Osama Bin Laden.
Wow, that's wild they last 10 plus Ks.
Yeah, so there's a range of 10 kilometres. I just thought this would be a funny way because it'll make me laugh every time I hear.
Oi. Fuck, that's good, Jarchi.
Should we test them out?
Yep.
Are you able to say Osama Bin Laden over?
8-year-old Lou reporting to Osama Bin Laden. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Copy that, 8-year-old Lou. Osama Bin Laden reporting loud and clear. Anything you need from me?
Hey, champion, fetch me a weak Iceland black, would you? Thanks so much, kid.
You finished that statement? I didn't hear. Over. Over.
So sorry, 8-year-old Lou here reporting to Osama Bin Laden. Could you please grab your old man a ice long black? Thanks so much. Over.
Roger, copy that. Over and out.
Walkie-talkie girl. Thank you. Presents. This is going to be so fun.
I agree.
Fuck, imagine how funny it would be you just sitting there and you just hear, hey, champion, over.
So you're Chinny the Pooh and I'm Osama Bin Laden.
Okay. And we have to say over really, after that's brilliant. Everything.
Yeah, over.
Imagine how fun it would be just being like, you want to go to the Rojo? Over.
I just watched the TV show, it's over, over. I just watched the TV show about a Range Rover, over, over. No.
I'm just watching.
I just watched a TV show about a Range Rover that's over, over.
I'm just watching Rove, over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of.
I just watched Rove in a Range Rover, over. And it's over now, over.
Who's very clever. Now, tell me about the wedding you went to on the weekend.
Nah.
Oh.
How long are we going for, Will?
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, 19
minutes. Well, I've given the presents, 19 minutes. That's a good effort.
You just want to go home.
Good effort for the bedwetters.
You just want to go home and to play the walk talkies.
Yeah, no shit. No, no, had a ripper. Shout out to Izzy and Mush and in the Hunter Valley.
Yep.
Realised I haven't been to the Hunter like Valley for a wedding.
I don't think I've ever been to the Hunter Valley.
It's fucking beautiful. Had a ripper time, big shindig, bit of a lift. And I was still a little bit crook. That week I was crook. But I tried to get over it, so I got up early that morning, pre-wedding.
Yes, you said that.
Trained with Jeff and Hugo and the boys and was so fucked.
That probably wasn't the smartest of ideas, knowing you're going to a wedding and about to, like, launch.
But I felt, because I hadn't done anything all week because I'd been so crook. I was like, fuck, I've got to get up and move, and even though I wasn't feeling that great. And we were doing the fucking stairs at Coogee. And you know the great thing about the Coogee stairs? Not many of them and not that steep.
Is that a lie?
That's a lie.
Where are the Coogee stairs?
Coogee. Lots of them. Very steep.
No, but where? Is it the stairway to heaven?
But enough about Stamp's legs.
Oh, Jack.
Stairway to heaven? What? I mean, what? What? That's a famous adage.
No, it's you've made that up today.
I haven't. It's an old adage.
Well, no.
No, Louisa.
No, no.
I'm just sick of it.
Just bring this podcast up a notch, would you? Or I'll confiscate.
Something was brought up when I thought about.
Jack.
Well, Louisa.
I'll confiscate your walkie-talkie. Yes. Come on, be. Yeah. I'll confiscate it.
No. Fucking, I don't know. It's in Coogee. I don't really know how to explain. I don't really know Coogee
well,
that
like,
well.
Is it near the Coogee Pav or is it down the other end?
So, you know.
By the beach.
Okay. So there's the Coogee.
For everyone playing at home, this is in the eastern
correct.
Suburbs.
I mean, what does it matter where they are?
Well, I would like to know. And I'm part of this podcast as well.
And I'm?
I would like to know.
Past the surf club. There's a walk.
Don't know where that is.
Perfect. Fucking.
Dotheth continues.
They're in Coogee.
Okay.
A lot of them. So I was on the jog over. I was going, okay, because you jog over to the stairs before the real shit starts. And I'm going on the jog over. I'm in trouble. Because everyone's talking like it's early in the morning. Everyone's like, so mate, what's on for the weekend? And they're all jogging and shit.
I know, no. I know. Early mornings. I went for a run with Ned Brockman a week ago this time. So I know what it's like.
Do you?
Early mornings.
Right. So then, but you woke up this morning at about 8:15.
I did not. I decided to treat myself to a wee snooze till 7.
A wee snooze.
Like, you're like your old man with a wee snooze.
Yeah, I wanted a wee little snooze.
Yeah, I needed a wee little.
A Scottish little lady.
This is not a bad Scottish accent. I had a wee little. I had a wee little snooze for
that's
the
crap.
Day.
That's crap. That's
I had
dead
a snooze.
Crap. It's not good.
It's not. It's good. It's not bad.
It's not great.
It is great.
Tracy and I've got, I had a wee little snooze. Like a Scotsman. Like a wee little snooze.
I had a wee little snooze.
Where are you snoozing, Glasgow?
I snoozed in Glasgow at the snooze-a-thorn.
That's not great. Willie, give me your Scottish.
Ah, your eight tone.
That's very good tone.
Hey, I sound the same as you guys.
Are you taking a piss?
You're taking a piss,
oh,
Shirley.
Taking a piss.
Shirley, you're taking a piss. Have you seen that video of Scottish people trying to say purple burglar alarm or whatever it is? Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm?
Is that what it is?
Purple burglar alarm.
But
I'm putting on an accent.
But not a good one.
Well.
It's not.
It's subjective.
Accents are probably more objective than subjective, buddy.
Disagree.
They're either good or bad.
Disagree.
Some of them are in the middle. Yours is what I would argue is bad. Give me your best say, I'm a wee Scotsman from the region of Glasgow.
I'm a wee Scotsman from the region of Glasgow.
Glasgow. See if you can get this the Scots saying purple burglar alarm. Can't say it. They're like,
why?
Purple burglar alarm. They're
there's some Scottish people that kind of say purple burglar alarm. Purple
oh,
burglar
yeah.
Alarm. Purple
it doesn't
burglar
sound
alarm.
Like the real words.
Purple burglar alarm.
You know what
purple
I mean?
Purple burglar alarm. Burglar. Burglar.
But it's kind of like a tongue twister.
For them, because of the way that they speak.
It's like seashells, she sells on the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells on the seashore.
On the seashore. Purple burglar alarm.
Sorry, we've digressed. Go back to the stairs to heaven in Coogee.
So, Steph.
No. The Coogee stairs.
So I'm running up, yeah, fucking hell, what a tangent. So I'm running, everyone's chatting, right? They're all doing Scottish accents, so they're all talking like this. I'm joking. So getting over there, they're all yarning, and I'm going, holy fuck, I'm already breathing heavies here. This is a struggle. Hugo goes, so we're going to do three sets of this. He's like, up the stairs, two at a time, fucking 30 squats up at there and 30 push-ups. I get up the first one, I'm heaving. Now, I was probably relatively at the front of the pack. Got up there, there was a few blokes in front of me. I thought, okay, I reckon I can do this. Second set, about 30 metres behind everyone, kid. Even mates of mine, not in tremendous nick, 30 metres behind them. Struggled. Did the third set, got up, did that, went back down. I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Got up the third set. Hugo was like, just comes over, a little hand on the shoulder. Buddy, maybe you just do 10 squats and 10 push-ups. I'm like, thank you, buddy. Because it was just, I couldn't breathe. Because of all the congestion
in my lungs.
You
probably pushing yourself a little bit too fast.
I went too fast too early.
Yeah, like you probably should have waited until today to do something, kid.
Thanks, kid.
As a runner now and a trainer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So what have you done since the big 10Ks?
a couple of hot girl laps, just resting the legs.
Oh, true. So 2/5 of absolutely
did a,
fuck
did
all.
A Pilates class.
You leave early?
Not that one.
Really?
I saw Ben on Sunday and his girlfriend.
Did you?
And he was wearing the hat.
Was he?
Yep.
Which one? Excuse me, Senorita, or the Wee Wee one?
Excuse me, Senorita.
Love that.
Little pink one.
Powerful stuff.
Okay, so you did that, and then you had a big shindig at the wedding.
Yep.
And then you had a nice, relaxing rest of your weekend.
Recovery, yeah. Then trained with Jeff and Hugo again on Sunday.
Fucking look at you go.
Just trying to push through it, Dale. I've got this copying, fucking groper coming up.
Copying Lulu with the old athlete enthusiasm, hey?
Yeah, mate.
I just knocked that into my chin.
Just took it. Well, something that I cannot do.
Mm-hmm. That movement, that close to... Yeah. Wouldn't be doing that again.
And so what happened with your weekend? Anything big, like anything substantial happen or like on Sunday or what did you do Sunday?
I had a hens on Saturday.
Yep.
And then I met 10-day dates mum on Sunday.
Sorry? Sorry?
Yep.
What'd you do?
I met 10-day dates mum.
You met the parents?
Yep.
And you've had fun, haven't you?
Yep.
And did you get drunk, didn't you?
Well, I had a couple drinks.
Oh, Louisa.
I had a couple beverginos.
You sick fuck.
To welcome.
So you made a drunken, you were a savage.
I've been very mature lately, you know that. So no, I just had a couple, said hello, let's have some
now, how was the
calamari
first?
And a limoncello spritz.
Now this lady's from the bush. You think calamari, limoncello spritz, best thing to start with, kid?
Well, we went to a seafood restaurant. You see food and eat it.
You know, I'm on a seafood diet.
I see food and I eat it.
And if it's fish, I eat it. I'm on a seafood diet. Fucking idiot. That's the late, great Norm MacDonald from his repertoire.
But I just said that joke and then you copied me.
No. You said the classic joke, I'm on a seafood diet. If I see food, I eat it. And I said, I'm on a seafood diet. If I see food and it's fish, I eat it. Because I'm literally on a seafood diet.
Gotcha. Got it. Got it.
Shout out to Norm. Got Norm's book up there on the set, actually. Norm MacDonald, based on a true story.
So he's just taken the actual words and made it comedic.
Very good observation. Now, what sort of impression do you think you left on MOTDD, Mum of 10-Day Dates, otherwise known as Motted? What sort of an impression did you leave on Modded?
Yeah, good, I think.
You think?
Well, no, I know it was good. 10-Day Date told me it was.
He told me something different.
No, he didn't.
He did. He texted me. He said she embarrassed herself.
No, I did not.
What?
I would never do Doth as such a
he
thing.
He also left her hotline.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did. He said she just did this fucking stupid joke about seafood and eating it at this restaurant.
No, I did do the pterodactyl, though. Kidding.
Oh, fucking got hell.
Got ya, bloody beauty.
That would be aggressive. Now, so you think that she liked ya?
Yep.
Wow, buddy. Well, this is a big step, isn't it?
I reckon I'm a pretty likeable character.
Yeah, small doses sort of stuff. How long were you with her?
4 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's punchy. That's pushing it. That's a lot of loo. Okay. Did you leave to go to the bathroom at any stage?
Well, you know I got a weak bladder, so
okay,
yes.
Okay, so how many times do you reckon?
Maybe 3.
5-minute increments?
Yep.
So she's had 15 minutes breaks and 4 hours. Not enough, is it? Did you have to go and get drinks?
Yep.
So you did go to the bar. Busy place?
Quite busy.
How long do you reckon each drinks thing?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. How many times do you get drinks?
3.
3 times 30, so you're 45 minutes. So you're nearly an hour out. 3 hours and 15 minutes will loo.
What do you reckon?
Bearable.
7 out of 10, maybe.
Wait, can I just say, I'm very impressed with myself, even though that was very basic math. I was so concerned during that bit that I was going to get the maths wrong.
I haven't even think. This is great for a podcast. I just took a sip of my coffee, which is full of ice.
Perfect.
For now, I'm just talking like this.
Just sounds like, oh, this is actually good. This is a good opportunity to speak to the real life 8-year-old Lou. That's what she would have sounded like. So, buddy, how's life going?
Hang on. Really good, thank you.
Is it, buddy?
Uh-huh.
Now, in terms of cardiovascular health, where are we sitting?
Maybe I'll start doing Poo run the week.
Good. And now we're talking runs or runny poos? Let's be honest.
Both.
We're doing both simultaneously as you run, runny poo. And who's your favourite parent?
Can't tell you that.
And what are you going to do for your birthday, 8-year-old Lou?
Host the Fear Factor Joe Rogan party.
And what sort of wig are you going to wear for Joe Rogan?
A big blonde
Notoriously hairless. Notoriously bald. Although Fear Factor days, he did have a crop, I think, a brown crop.
Really? Should I buy that?
Wow. Now, who's a clever little 8-year-old Lou?
Me.
Oh, she's back.
I'm back.
That was actually really nice. That was a good little insight.
Top of the charts, guys. That was great.
Good content, kid. Really good content.
Really good stuff.
Do you want some Lulu Go Surfing?
Yes, I do.
But I've got a twist on it today.
Okay, cool.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I'm doing a Lulu Go Surfing, but it's TikTok based.
Oh, so just, these will be factually accurate.
Exactly. Perfect. It's the stuff that I found on TikTok.
Righto.
Lulu Go Surfing. On TikTok app.
On TikTok app.
Okay. Jack just said something very inappropriate about me and 10-day dates. Intimate life. That's not funny.
It just came to me.
Made a little song. Okay, this one. Apparently in Iowa, there's a husband calling contest state fair. So they yell out to their husband and then the winner wins.
Get out of town.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You come here right now. We're late.
Roy? Roy! Can you hear me? You get yourself in here right now. Come on. You know you're going to be late again, and you know that I want to get there on time. Roy?
Fuck off.
Roy, 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 Roy!
Hey. Honey. Simon. Simon. John Brownett.
Schnitzel, Bratwurst, Sauerkraut. Wo bist du? Where are you?
I know we went the other day, but that was
this
for your
is bizarre.
And the family's.
Is bizarre.
Yeah, so they get up there and they go, so like Steph would get up there for you.
Well, you do one for 10-day date. Yeah, so let me paint a picture.
Yeah, paint the picture for me, please, kid.
You live in the dream, all right? You've bought a little block out at fucking Boho, wherever he's from. A little, nice little block, all right? Mm-hmm. You're living in a nice little cottage, all right? There's petunias and shit. You tend to your garden. You make it. You've made it quite the impressive garden. In fact, you've got Gardens Weekly coming out next week to do a bit of a photo shoot and an interview with you. So it's gorgeous out there. 10-day date's been the man that he is. He's out there. He's fixing the tractor. All right, he's flat out. The old Massey Ferguson's fucking given up on him and he just can't figure it out. He's hot to trot, but guess what? Guess what mama's done? Your mama in this situation, by the way. You've made him a healthy batch of cucumber sandwiches, all right? And a fresh little pint of lemonade. Yeah, because guess what? It's hungry work fixing the old Massey. Call him in.
10-day date. 10-day date. Cucumber sammies and freshly squeezed lemonade is ready on the table.
Suddenly, for some reason, the tractor works fine and he's driving in the opposite direction.
He's just laid down in front of it.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
10-day date.
Would that be annoying?
It would be fuck. That was good, actually. Not, you know what? Less annoying than some of those fucking women in that thing. Jesus. Roy was the winner.
Roy. But you know, it reminds me when I used to yell out to my mum, I'd go, Mom, Mom.
That's.
And she started to get so annoyed. So I started going, Jill, Jill, Jill. Because she was getting so fucked up with me going, Mom.
How is that woman? How is that woman still such a saint?
Patience, I don't
know. Patience of a saint.
I know.
Patience.
God, it'd be tough being a parent sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what an insight.
Good insight.
Hell, what a fuck it, yeah. Great take, Lou.
Thanks.
Parenting can be tough sometimes. Thanks, Louisa Dowden. That's up there with some of Gandhi's fucking quotes.
Write that down. Send that into Daily Mail, would you?
You know who that reminded me of? What? Aristotle.
Oh, God. What's Aristotle been up to?
Very dead.
Okay.
Very dead.
You know what? Yeah, all right. Well, speaking of being dead.
Oh, God.
Good segue. There's a new thing that people are putting on their tombstones.
Yep.
And it's QR codes.
Oh, you're joking.
So you're walking through. Let me paint a picture for you.
Okie dokie, like it.
You're going. Steph and you have decided to go for a morning walk. She said, let's wake up at 6. Let's go wander around Vaucluse. And you know there's a cemetery near the Grumpy Baker.
Correct.
And you think, let's start our morning wandering through the semi.
Not a bad morning, just mind you. I like that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So you wander through the semi, you're having a read of everyone's names and whatever, and you go, hang on a moment, what's that? You scan the QR code and you get a movie, a one-minute montage of this person's life.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so surely this is younger people though. No, of course, you could use photos and shit for the old.
So it's like Johnston P. Smith.
What a name.
And you scan the QR code and it's got his hot, you know, like memories from his life.
Wow.
Yeah. Tor and I were saying
I'm cool with it.
We would have a look at this, but it would just be all of our like fucked up like Bali and Europe trips. So you're going to see all this like stuff that we
Bali 2009. What?
What? Why would you say that?
Because those are like the Facebook albums that you'd have, you're like, Bali 2009, and you'd have a full album of just shit.
Sorry, I thought you were...
Talking about the Bali bombings. That's because you want to know why, Lou? They weren't in 2009.
Okay.
So we're safe.
I thought you were referring to.
I know.
And I thought, Jack, you've ruined my Lulu Goes Surfing on TikTok.
Not at all. I was making reference to all the Facebook fucking albums you used to
have. But the stuff that no one sees online, like, because you're dead now. You post all your rogue shit.
How do you feel about it? I actually don't mind that because...
When I first saw it, I was like, that's fucked up. And then I was like, you know what? How cool would it be to just see, like, a stranger's just, like, life in, like, a quick one-minute vid?
You know, it'd make you kind of sad.
Yeah, the one that I saw, I was weeping. It was like this old man and his wife and like the doing like a dance or something.
I love old graveyards. I find them so interesting. Like because, dude.
So you do start your morning walking through a semi.
I would. I certainly would.
Walking
I find
through
it,
a semi with a semi.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
We've been spending too much time together again.
I literally had that on the tip of my tongue.
It literally popped into my mind as well, and I feel ashamed that it did.
When she first said it, you're welcome to the semi, and it just came into my brain. I'm like, let her paint a picture. Danger. I was like, let her paint the picture. Fucking, yeah. Sorry. My ex-girlfriend, she lived in the Southern Highlands. Now, out the front of her house was like a fucking, there were vineyards. And in this little pot, there was a cemetery.
Mm.
And it was an old cemetery. I would have walked through that fucking thing. Oh, geez, I used to love it. Because I used to say on the tombstone the cause of death. So there was World War II fighter pilots. There was people like falling off a horse, breaking their neck.
Ow.
Like all that sort of stuff. And then they were even putting people, new people into that graveyard. So there was some new ones as well, but they were a lot of them were really old. Very interesting.
Isn't there a thing that once the last person that goes in, you're not allowed to get rid of the cemetery for 1,000 years or 100 years and then you can dig it up?
Dunno. Maybe. That wouldn't surprise me.
Willie Wikipedia that for
Willie
me,
Wikipedia
would you?
That, would you?
I'm sure there's something where it's like the last person to go into the ground, then 1,000 years later is when you're allowed to dig it up and like build something on it. So like, you know, the
makes sense.
The Clovelly one,
mm.
I think that's got like another a while.
Nice. That's funny. I think Willy Wiki rolls off the tongue better.
Willy Wiki.
Can we get a Willy Wiki, please?
And then we can shortcut to W Dub.
Dub Dub. Willy Wick.
Or Will Wick.
John's less successful brother.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a good one, kid.
Willie Wicky, you finding anything on those graveyard laws, bitch?
It's mostly just coming up with ads for cemeteries.
Oh, perfect.
You can buy a 55, a 99.
Oh, great.
Also, you got to buy your spot in the sem.
I believe so, yeah.
Mm. Death makes money. That's what I've always said.
So profound.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah, there is nothing here on...
Okay, look, who knows?
It's council land, though.
I could have made that up in my head, but I'm sure someone told me. Water cooler chat.
What?
You know?
Yeah.
We've got to talk about the stingray, the pregnant stingray.
Oh, run me through it. Give me the update.
Well, she's given birth, so everyone thinks that the shark...
Fucked it.
Yeah.
So they're little shark rays?
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're shark rays.
Yeah.
Now, buddy, are you reading a headline or not reading
I'm reading.
Okay. Well, we'll just wait.
Our stingray, Charlotte, is expecting. We have held this close to our hearts for 3 months. This is really amazing as we have no male rays.
Expecting or she's given birth? Because you just told us she'd given birth, buddy. Sounds less like Lulu went surfing. Sounds like Lulu paddled out. Sounds like Lily just paddled out. Sounds like Lily just paddled out.
You know what?
Decided to kind of skip the surfing.
Today I thought it's a bit rough for surfing. I'm just going for a kayak.
Yeah.
Just going for a leisurely paddle.
Yeah, you're gonna boogie board today.
Yeah.
You don't feel like surfing?
Yeah, I thought, fuck it, let's boogie. No, she hasn't given birth. So this is just theories. People think that Jesus stingray, Christ.
So Jesus fucked a stingray.
No, it's like the, you know.
It's a virgin stingray.
Yep. Or that the dad's a shark. Parthenogenesis?
Parthenogenesis?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
The theory is most likely.
Parthenogenesis.
That's it. This is the most likely theory of the lot. Experts suspecting that Charlotte's pregnancy is a case of the highly unlikely but not impossible recurrence of stingray parthenogenesis.
Parthenogenesis.
Yeah. Type of asexual reproduction where a female's eggs develop into an embryo despite not being fertilised by any sperm.
Which other fucking animals are...
Parthenogenesis.
Yeah, parthenogenic or what are the
I think the shark and the stingray have had sex. It's like two dogs. It's like a corgi and a husky could root.
Yeah. Both canines. Both canines. Sharks and stingrays are not the same species of animal.
Sorry, is this stupid? Can a cat and a dog root?
Nah. Well, surely not.
Yeah.
They're different. Well, they probably could, but fuck me.
That's what I mean. That's why I think the shark and the stingray maybe.
Chinese water dragon. What, they're fucking...
Komodo dragons are parthenogenic.
Parthenogenic, I guess you'd call it, but I don't know if that's right or wrong. Parthenogenic. Snakes. Okay. So a lot of reptiles...
So they can get pregnant without...
Reptiles and fish.
...doing anything.
I mean, if it's not parthenogenesis, does anybody know what the zookeepers were doing?
It's a good point. If it's not parthenogenesis, it's probably just Sally from the reptile portion of Taronga.
No.
Well, not Sally. It actually has to be fucking Jeremy. You know what I mean?
No, let's keep that.
Comparing stingers.
Above board.
What, you don't want to bring this down to bestiality?
No, I don't. I do not.
That's probably fair. Yeah, I guess
I've had
that's
enough
fair.
Here. I'm going to the next one.
Sorry?
I'm going to the next story.
All right, sister, hit me with it.
Because this is on TikTok, I don't know if it's true or not, But I'm like, I'm hoping it is that Pixar has announced a new Pitbull movie. You know, Pixar,
Pixbull.
But it's like literally.
Your newest project.
Pixar has announced.
Run us through that, Willy Wiki. Or was that you?
It's me.
That was you.
It's me. It's called Dale. And he's just a little bald, like, kid.
No, it isn't.
Based around Pitbull.
Is Pitbull's name Dale?
Don't know, but I can only find it on TikTok.
That's it. Come now.
Do you reckon that's people fucking with us?
That's a load of hot cock, Lou.
Do you want to see a
photo
of him?
Why would Pixar do a fucking...
Impressionist.
Rams thrill fame. Legs not a wasted team. And teams not a wasted leg.
Show me this. Are you joking?
No.
You think that's fucking... I can tell that's not real just by hearing it.
Oh, well, they did a good whole video on it.
Show me a look.
Well, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Newest project, Dale, following the life of international superstar Pitbull in the first ever animated biopic. Cast to be the voice of Mr. Worldwide is TikToker and impressionist, The Cop 24.
Miss World Rams Thrill Fave!
Hey, Dale. This is posted by The Cob. And they're saying the Cobb is... Listen to that. You think they're going to do a full movie with that voice?
I think they'd do a full movie about Pitbull.
That has to be one of the great greatest hottest loads of hot cock I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
Well, it fooled me.
What old Gullible's travels over there. Very gullible.
I'd go watch a cartoon of Pitbull.
We know you would, buddy. But that's got to be so fucking such bullshit. Why would it be called Dale? Oh, where's he
Dale.
From? He's from Dade County. Dale. Mm-hmm. Dale.
That's what they said. It wasn't Dale. It was Dale. It was like the new Pixar film.
Oh, like the Dalai Lama.
Pitbull often referred to as him.
As the Dalai Lama.
Mm-hmm. Of music. He's the Dalai Lama of music. Yeah.
Well,
you've heard some of his lyrics. Phenomenal.
So I think probably what, how many stories did we, how many paddleboarding yarns?
Four.
Three out of four were probably true.
I'd say four out of four.
You reckon that movie's
going to call it an even four, kid. Call it an even four. For the little paddleboard. Call it an even four.
Stinks a three out of four, kid. Don't think there's a movie coming out called Dale that's
well,
a Pitbull.
Well, we'll be going to the cinemas to watch it together. Hey.
I would do that. Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, I've got it.
I was trying to fucking scroll through without this even coming up.
What?
I think I know where you're going. You just go.
So last episode.
Fuck! That's exactly what
last
I thought it was.
Last episode, Mummy and Daddy said that we'd do a dance class if there were 200 likes. 200 comments, sorry, on the video of Judge doing a little shimmy for everyone. I think when I looked on Sunday, there was 480. How many are we at now, Willy Wick?
Let me just crunch those numbers.
Oh,
we're at 510 comments.
Oh, there we go. Now, I'm not great at maths. Correct me if I'm wrong, but 500 is more than 200. Am I right there?
No, not in ancient Aztec numerology.
Well, luckily we're not there, champion.
Yeah,
you
disagree.
Don't? No, I identify as an ancient Aztec.
No.
Fuck.
So, Lulu was doing a little bit of prep, a little bit of work over the weekend, and she thought, you know what? I did the singing lessons on my own.
Hold on.
So, I thought, you know what? I did the singing lessons on my own. This feels like Jarch needs to learn to do hip hop.
No.
So, no. Daddy, your daddy, by the way, Daddy has a private hip hop lesson next week.
Fuck off. No, yep. I don't.
Daddy has a private hip hop lesson.
Dude, you said.
Mummy's coming to watch. Mummy's coming to film. I'll be there for moral support, but Daddy's doing hip hop.
That's
Mummy's
fucking...
booked Daddy into hip hop.
Do you want to know why that's bullshit? It's because you thought you could actually sing. You wanted to do it. I don't want to do this. You said you'd do it with me.
Daddy's doing hip hop. Mummy's coming to watch. Mummy might jump up for one dance,
you'd
one move.
You fucking want to be doing it with me, mate.
But Daddy's got a private lesson next
fuck.
Week.
With who?
I think they're called Move.
What?
They're called Move.
There's not heaps of them.
I could have put you in a class, but I've given you a private lesson. It'll be one-on-one, even better. You'd prefer that than being in a class full, wouldn't you?
Oh, it feels worse.
Daddy's going hip-hop dancing.
This is nightmare stuff. Wedding on the weekend. I think I saw that dance floor for 1 second.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Just you wait. The next wedding you go to, you'll be doing a hip-hop dance.
Oi, fuck. Oh, I've got anxiety now.
That's okay.
When?
You got a week to prepare.
How the fuck do you prepare for a dance club?
Just dance at home. Have a little boogie in the man cave. Chuck on some Nelly. Hey, let me paint a picture for you. Tuesday afternoon.
So it's Tuesday we go.
Daddy's just had a nice game of Fortnite and a box of pizza shapes.
Fortnite.
At the end of Fortnite, Nelly comes on, grills. Daddy thinks, my toes are tapping. Daddy gets up, and he feels
Shut the
music.
Fuck up.
He starts to have a little hip hop groove.
Fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be mortified.
That's how you get. If I was you, I'd wear some baggy pants, maybe like a skin tight singlet. Something around your head, maybe.
Ah, like step up.
Yep. Exactly. You got some big Air Force Ones. Like oversight. Yep. I want you to wear those and the baggiest jeans you've got.
I reckon you wear what you wore in the nerdy bra.
Oh, yeah, the trackie.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'd say the hip-hop lesson, most private lessons probably go for an hour.
That's a long.
Get ready to move, kid.
That is a long fucking time to
Daddy
dance.
Daddy does hip-hop for an hour.
I'd argue I haven't danced collectively in my 34 years on this earth for an hour.
You're about to, kid.
It's upsetting stuff, Bedwetters. You've really let me down there. Thought we'd band together and not comment.
Nope.
When is this thing? Next Tuesday.
Tuesday evening. Keep it free, kid.
Tuesday evening.
We're going dancing. Well, Daddy's going dancing.
You're okay. All right.
Mummy's filming. Look. And Mummy's filming and laughing.
I know you will be. Fuck, I'm actually embarrassed already. Jesus, the bed's made. I've got to lie in it. Just by saying the word Tuesday just then. So, first of all, before I get into this, fuck you, fuck the bedwetters. Fuck you, Willie, for some reason, just because.
Yeah, fair.
Fuck the
Willie
dance.
Willie was in on it.
Fuck the dance instructor. Fuck the dance school. Fuck them all. You did kind of come up with it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you?
You're a naughty aunt, chill.
Now, you're a naughty little producer on chill.
I'm very happy with it.
I think you'd be a good dancer, Willie Wiki.
Willie can come with us and watch with me and laugh.
Had a thought the other day.
Yeah. It's always good to have thoughts.
What am I saying?
Run me through it.
June.
You're either saying you're about to run up a dune like on the sand, or you're going to watch the movie Dune, or you're going, or it's the month of June.
Think about it. Aussies, Kiwis.
It's like when I
say. We don't say dune.
But it's like when I say tour, like my friend tour, or, oh, Justin Bieber's going on tour.
Very true. Very, very true. Yeah, there's no difference between June and June. So it's like, we're going to go to the dunes in June. You're like, what? The fuck?
Well, you could emphasize the D.
But you could emphasize the D. Emphasize?
It's late.
We all know you're big on emphasizing the D.
Jack Edward
Archdale.
What
have I said?
You've made a reference to the Stairway to Steph. You've made a reference off air about 10-day date.
Your mind needs to get out of the gutter, Louisa.
And now you're making references on air about 10-day date.
No, just the D, generally the D.
Right.
Or am I gaslighting you?
You're gaslighting me, kid.
Can you think of any others? Think about it. June. No.
Would like choose, like to choose something and choose.
As choose and choose, yeah. Well.
Wait, choose and shoes?
Choose and choose.
Like choose his
choosing
food.
Choosing something and then choose his food.
Oh, choose.
Similar.
Yeah, he chose that. He chose. No, that's chose.
So no, choose isn't.
Guys, this hurts.
But enough about 10-day dates. Oh!
Jack! Fuck me, dude.
Ah! Can't stop coming.
Oh!
Now go to sleep. Oi. Bet winners. Now wake up. We're doing a podcast. Bedwetters, if you can't see, if you're just listening, but some of our bedwetters like to watch on the YouTube. YouTube. No.
Don't look at that, because that will be a very ugly video of me just falling down there.
Not for the fucking Queensland Bandit.
Oh, yeah, you would have.
Very happy. We've got a couple of additions here. We've got a Steve Irwin statue. Love Steve. Took that from home.
Where'd you get that?
Mum gave it to me for my birthday once.
Oh, that's cute. Is it metal?
Bronze. That is a wolf with some eagles.
Now, who allowed you to decide what goes on the wall and what doesn't?
Well, this is my side. You can do your side, but you haven't decided to do anything.
Well, no one told me that I was allowed to.
Well, we all did. We've been speaking about it for weeks.
Fuck off. Don't lie.
Yeah, we have.
No, we didn't.
About bringing stuff in to fill up the set.
I'm going to just have a life-size statue of me.
Yeah, we know that's probably where you'd go with
no,
it.
No, I'll bring in like some Kevin stuff. Maybe some gherkins.
Yeah, we have talked about this.
A tequila. No, we have not.
Yes, we have, Louisa.
Jake.
Laura. Laura, we have, because you've said, can we have Kevin up there? Can we? And
we
I said,
said
put one
we'll
of your
do
Kevins
trinkets,
up there.
And I thought it was going to be a group thing, but it sees WW and Jake over here have gone behind the big dog LDD, big mad rooter over here's back.
Mate, we've just done our due diligence. Jew.
Oh, get over the words.
Sorry, Dew.
Get over it.
I can't. Dew, like that book is Jew and Jew.
Hey.
A Jewish person.
Paging Dr. Loser. Quiet. Get on the hotline for me.
Mama's over it.
Hey, little step up too, boy.
Oh,
you're going to be the new Channing Tatum.
All right, now full disclosure, I didn't actually get any time to listen to these.
So love that. For the first time. Yes.
Great, so now our producer doesn't even quit. For fuck's sake.
Hey, look, I've been getting hounded by the Hello Sport boys.
Yeah.
Reels before they went away.
Those
so.
Fuckers. Selfish cunts.
That's why your dads are up there behind you.
Yeah.
I'm going to remove that.
Yeah, why the fuck are we promoting their fucking podcast?
Well, we aren't in their set.
Yeah, we're not in their set.
Move that. Get rid of it.
Burn it.
Burn it.
Here we go.
Let's go. Love this. We're all listening together.
Well, hey, Jonathan, well, I should probably start with that.
Thanks, mate.
But that voicemail is fucking terrible. It's like Lube recorded it on speakerphone. Like, come on. Put your heads.
I think she did, mate, from memory.
I recorded it here on this
on
microphone.
Yeah, on speakerphone, I think.
No, on this microphone.
So you're speaking into a microphone. It's like a speakerphone.
Yeah, so it must get, the version of it must get shitter quality when you upload it to the voicemail, because we recorded it on this microphone.
Speaking into, so speakerphone, you did it. Interesting.
No.
Interesting.
If you got a bone to pick with me, don't pick it with me. Pick it with Rode, the microphone.
I thought it was all right. I can call it now so you guys can hear it.
Love to.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
You were in it.
Was I?
Yes.
Huh.
You fucking idiot.
Hey, bedwetters, you have made it to the hotline. Woo, hotline alert. Welcome, bedwetters for life. Jarchi, anything to say before the bedwetter leaves their voice note?
Yeah, find out if everything you love and times it by 20.
In my words, love you, bedwetters. Please leave your voice note.
That doesn't.
G'day, guys.
There you
go.
Guys. Let's play this next episode.
Just leaving a hotline for you two fucking. Hey, fuck you, Lou. Hey, Josh, you chinless cunt.
It doesn't sound like me.
It didn't sound like either. It's we hang up.
It's pixelated. You know what I mean. It's late.
It's still it's the morning.
It's late.
We do this early in the morning, buddy.
It's late.
How
it does sound shit. I agree with you there, bedwetters.
I disagree. I thought it sounded fucking fine.
Willie Wick, if you could investigate that for us, would be.
We might just have to do it again.
I think it sounds absolutely fine.
Okay.
Fuck the cotton.
Okay. Round two. Next one.
G'day, you silly dickheads. It's Wilbur here. Wilbur. That last episode, boys. Mm. You were abbreviated the fucking you know, Guzzy Go and all that bullshit like that. I reckon you abbreviated more words than you finished.
Yep.
And I called in about abbreviating my fucking phone out the fucking window, and I'm about to abbreviate
That's
my
right.
whole fucking self out the fucking window if you're not fucking careful.
Yep.
Anyway, yep. I'd like you to piss on or piss off and stop with the abbrev. Bye.
That was a great.
Hey, kid. Can't help it.
Hey.
Can't help the abbrevies.
Hey, kid. Look, don't abbreve yourself out of wind. All right? But maybe a breve into a pub, have a quick skoo, and just chill out.
Maybe a quick tixode.
maybe a quick toad and a snit.
Maybe have a stir and some fries.
A steak.
With right. mushroom.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe even hi. You know what I mean?
I know that one very well.
Yeah, it's an old adage.
Old adage.
One that rings true.
The Guzzy Go Hunter.
Yeah, good point, mate. We did do a lot of fucking abbreviating. You're dead right. Apology.
Apologize.
Yeah, apologize. That's good.
G'day, cunt.
Hey,
Jack, Lou, love you. Your podcast is awesome. Sometimes both of you are going to learn to shut the fuck up.
Correct.
But anyway, the only reason I'm actually calling is to find out, are we going to get any 10-day date soon? But yeah, love you, see you, bye.
Oh, like as in like a reveal of TDD.
Oh, the reveal of the old TDD.
Maybe we're revealing body part by body part. Foot, ankle, shin, knee, thigh, stomach.
Each week, Pecs. We could just release a letter of his name.
Mm. But because his name is Swahili, and it's 472 letters, that's going to take a year and a bit.
That's the whole point of it.
It's a tremendous
really
point.
Really drag it on.
Tremendous point.
It's what they do in radio. It's Cume and TSL. They try to keep listeners on board for certain things. So you know.
How would you know? Do you do a radio course at uni or something? How do you know about radio?
Not just a radio course. I got a degree in broadcasting, majoring in radio because after that degree, things you learn. I worked in breakfast radio.
What?
Yes, Jake. I'm sure I've mentioned that. If not once, at least twice.
Loretta, you have never once. No.
Jasper.
Liza, look. Lisa, you've never once.
Jonathan.
Lamb Panetti. fuck. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, look, 10-day date. I'm just happy keeping it private for now.
Okay.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Judge just said something very inappropriate that Willie will be cutting. I did a big old clap there. It was good from you, though, kid.
Hey, speaking of Willie cutting, you circumcised Willie Wiki?
No.
True. Why? So we could dock.
Yeah, we could.
Why do we...
What?
We don't need to go there.
I just wondered if he
What's
was...
What's wrong with my guy having a turtleneck on?
Yeah.
No, there's nothing
He's
wrong with
He's got a skiv
it.
For I the did... winter. That's why you ski a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to know how the turtleneck's going. I'm technically in a turt today.
What do you mean by that?
Where did you get the turt from?
Well, my R.M. Williams jumper is... Sick, technically turtleneck.
It's not a turtleneck.
Well, it's a funnel neck. It is, because it funnels up.
It's just a collared jumper.
No, you do that and then it sits. It's a funnel neck is what it's called, Jack.
Is that actually what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a funnel neck on.
Yeah.
All right, one got a turtleneck
more.
So do on. I. Two more.
Okay. Well.
Right. Yeah, fuck him.
That man's coming right now.
Well, he's not here.
Is he? This one came in at...
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Sorry. This one came in at 9:23 this morning.
9:23.
Hey, fuckwits. I just arrived to my first day of uni and I'm shitting my pants. I'm a pants shitter. Anyways, red light, green light. You know those videos on TikTok where they like restock things and they're all in like fancy jars and shit and they make it like ASMR? Red light, green light to that shit because it's addicting.
Yeah.
Anyways. Love you, bitches.
It's gotta
Bye.
Be.
Also, I'm on speaker, but get fucked.
Love you for that.
Don't encourage. Speaker phone.
I just think it sounds great.
I think, firstly, congratulations on your first day at uni and good luck. You're very clever, aren't you?
Congrats on wearing pyjamas for the next 3 years and not going on any lectures.
Correct. I think I agree with her. It's stupid but addictive. They make it look so really nice and fancy.
I'm not into that shit. I'm into lawn mowing videos.
Yeah, we know. We'd have different FYPs.
Or pressure washing videos.
Yeah, we got different FYPs. Very different.
Yeah. I saw one of a bird making candles, putting flowers and shit in them, and I was just like, not for me. A man mowing a lawn? Sorry, anyone mowing a lawn.
It'll get you going.
Or pressure washing shit? That shit fucking gets me.
You seen the one
stiff.
Where they clean the cars? You'd love that. It's like from filthy to clean.
I have, and I really love them. Yeah. Or even rebuilding watches or cleaning carpets.
Yeah, you're a fucking loser.
Okie dokie. Let's get another hotline in. Feelings are hurt. Yeah.
This one came in at 9:57.
So oh, okay. Like fucking 5 minutes ago.
Quick, because I'm going to piss my pants.
G'day, guys. There you go. Let's play this next episode. Just leaving a hotline for you two fucking... Hey, fuck you, Lou. Hey,
Josh, you Tim with cunt.
Sound like me.
That doesn't sound like me.
We are so dumb. I was literally just like... Well, fuck, they sound like they're in a session at 9:57 in the morning.
Honestly, for the briefest of seconds, I thought someone was taking the piss out of the way I spoke. I thought they were like, get out of yours. I'm a caricature of myself.
Oh, that's unreal. Hey, thanks so much, Bedwetters, and we love you for sticking around as per usual. It's just been swell.
No, it has.
No, it's been unreal. And... thank you for coming along on this wonderful journey we call life.
Oh, did you see me meet a real Kevin the other day, buddy?
Yes.
Now, were you jealous of me having met a wild
very
Kevin?
Very jealous, but you gave him a little nudge.
Just a nudge to get off the road.
You should have picked him up and said, come home with me for Lulu.
He probably would have bit my jugular and given me chlamydia.
Perfect. I wish you picked him up.
Now, yeah, we love you, Bedwetters. Keep pissing.
Keep pissing as always.
See you when we're looking at you, I suppose. Don't fucking laugh at that.
I'm going pee.
Hooroo.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.